When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time? Doesn't matter what the scenario. Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Chimichurri.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Timmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretch.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Thursday. I just read something that I thought was interesting. First of all, Dolphins are down to 1-point favorites over the 49ers on Sunday. They were 2.5-point favorites. Obviously, money's coming in on San Fran. And, you know, people are siding with the Niners.
I don't know if I moved the line a point and a half, but I took the other side.
Barry Jackson, I just saw this on Twitter. Barry Jackson says, if Denver beats the Chargers tonight, the Dolphins could not be mathematically eliminated even with a loss Sunday. Now, he writes, if the Chargers lose tonight, all the Dolphins need to make the playoffs is winning out, Chargers lose at New England or Vegas, and a Colts loss.
Win out.
Got it.
Win out, Chargers lose one, Colts lose one.
Yeah. What was that?
It's all right. We'll figure it out.
What was it? This is so magnanimous of Solana. He's pointing and looking disgustingly at Jimmy. And he's making it very clear to us that that was Jimmy's fault. Mm-hmm. But then he goes, it's all right. We'll figure it out. Because he's so magnanimous that he didn't want to throw someone under the bus, even though he practically put on the graphic, Jimmy did that.
I don't want to throw him under the bus on the air, but I just wanted some sort of nonverbal cue between us.
Yes, it was very obvious. Yeah. I've never seen a more disgusted look at someone in my life.
What happened? We don't know.
At the holiday party last night, everybody was in a jovial mood, and now all of a sudden, Solana's throwing daggers at Jimmy, and Jimmy's sabotaging the show. I don't know what's going to go on today. I do know what's going to go on today. Gino Toretta is going to join us, as he does on Thursdays. Danny Cannell is going to join us today as well. We could talk some college ball and NFL with Danny Cannell. We always enjoy having him on the show. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. I want to point out before we do headlines here, tomorrow is the toy drive. This is a very big day for the show and for many, many kids in Broward County. And so we will remind you throughout the show today and while we're out there at the Boys and Girls Club tomorrow to come on out and bring toys. But we will do the show live tomorrow. The Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Same one we've been doing it at for probably a decade now.
Yeah.
We need your toys. New unwrapped toys, all age groups.
Yes. Girls, boys, all age groups, whatever it is. And last night at the holiday party, a bunch of coworkers came up, different levels from sales to on air to corporate. And they were like, hey, I got a trunk full of toys right now. We'll be here tomorrow. It's a bunch of my guys kicked in. I told you when we went shopping, like, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago? Me and my, my buddies that we got together, we bought $7,000 worth of toys already. Other people are bringing trunk full of toys. It'll be a great year, and it's getting better and better every year.
Now, if you want to donate, one toy is fine. We're going to be out there tomorrow, and we'll do the show live there. If you want to come by from 2 till 6 and drop off a toy, that's great. If you can make it earlier on your lunch break, Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club, just Google it. You'll get the address. And used to be 10 years ago, I'd be like, all right, here's what you do. You get off on, I don't know where it is. Broward Boulevard, Davy Road.
Something like that.
Just Google it. Everybody's got GPS. Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club. Tomorrow, 2 till 6, Channing Crowder Toy Drive. And we need to make this the most successful one ever. And again, we'll give you some details over the show today.
I still do that with taxis.
Where you tell them where they're going, where you like need to go?
I get in a taxi at Fort Lauderdale, and he'll be like, where you headed? I was like, well, get on 595, get off on Flamingo, and take a left. He's like, no, what's the address? And right. It clicks to me like, no, okay. Yeah, he just puts
nobody
it in
needs
his phone.
Directions anymore.
And then as we take that left, and I'll tell him, three lights, take a right, and then, come around first right.
You don't need that.
Okay. I'm old school.
Man. Anywho. Let's get headlines because we do have a ton to get to today. Gino Toretta, like I said, is going to join us. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Florida Panthers won again last night. And truthfully, they kicked ass last night. They beat the Wild 6-1. Matthew Tkachuk is the real deal, gentlemen, in case you forgot.
I thought I was watching it several times. My wife kicked me, said, you're snoring. I responded, I'm watching the hockey game. And this morning on my Snapchat, there was video evidence that I was snoring and not watching the hockey game. So I can't comment too much on the end because apparently I was snoring.
Is that a bad spouse when you put on what you want to watch and go to sleep?
I was certain I was watching it, though.
I get in trouble for that a lot, where it's like, hey, I want to watch a Netflix show. No, I'm watching a basketball game. I'm asleep 3 minutes later.
She is a saint, though. Netflix. My wife is a saint because I saw myself, snoring, shirt off, I'm a disgusting creature. She is a saint that she sleeps next to that every night.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. That's why I give Lori a big hug every time I see her.
Couldn't believe what I was watching.
I'm a little closer to heaven hugging you, Lori. I'm a little closer to heaven.
Angel gets their wings.
Maybe substitute the McRib sauce for, some balsamic vinaigrette once in a while, Hawk.
That McRib sauce is too good. Just too good.
They got those snore commercials.
A snorer. That was probably a filter.
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know if they cut something or shove something up. I don't know what the non-snore commercials are, but I never call them. But I can get after it, too.
But I maintain it, like, she, it doesn't matter if she wakes me, kicks me, or whatever. I am awake like that. I'm not groggy. So I can say, I'm watching, you know, I'm watching Facts of Life here. Like, I can see, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very, very difficult for her to comprehend. Because then I go to her, I go, maybe you were snoring. You thought it was me, and you woke yourself up.
Do you ever just yell the score to try to prove your point that you were awake?
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm watching the game. Kachuk just scored. I'm just taking a flyer. I have no idea. They could be getting shut out 7-0.
Do it all the time with basketball. 78-72. What are you talking about?
Kachuk, by the way, 14th multi-goal game with the Cats. That surpasses Ray Whitney, Scott Mellenby, and how about this? A Radek Dvorak mention on the show.
I mean, the ticket wizard loves Radek Dvorak. He's been wearing the Radek Dvorak jersey to Panthers games since before Radek Dvorak was born, inexplicably.
He knew something.
The Cats are back at home mañana versus the St. Louis Azules at Amerant Bank Arena.
All right. You know why they're called the Blues?
I do. Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
You did?
Yeah. The Blues.
Have you seen the emblem?
No, I honestly, no. I do not believe I memorized the St. Louis Blues logo. I cannot say that I have.
St. Louis is known for blues.
Do you know why the Los Angeles Lakers are the Lakers?
Because they were in Minneapolis, which is where the Great Lakes are.
Yeah. Great call.
Yeah.
Great call. And some great skiing.
I would have lost that bet. That idea was
No.
There was no way I thought Solana knew the transition and all. I'd have lost that bet.
NBA, NFL, even Major League Baseball. Like, I'll go all day with you, Jack. All day.
Yeah. Utah Jazz?
Of course, the Utah Jazz, because the birthplace of jazz is in the great city of Salt Lake.
No, but do you know?
Yeah, because they were the New Orleans Jazz.
All right.
Look at that.
Come on. Come on. The
Lakers should have been called the Slopes because there's great skiing in Minnesota.
I mean, it's what everybody thinks of.
I know. Buck Hill. Check it out.
Oh, conveniently have gone to Hill, huh?
I looked up the website. It's not called Buck Mountain.
Yeah, you couldn't find buckmountain.com.
That's a big-ass hill, man. It must be the biggest hill in the nation.
He made it sound so intimidating the other day, too. Oh, I ski up Bear Mountain.
I mean, it was so obvious that it wasn't a mountain. There's no mountain there. Somebody texted in regarding the toy drive. How do you decide which kid gets a bike and which kid gets a bobblehead? The kids decide with their parents. No joke. The kids, as they leave the club, get to look at all the toys, and someone may want a bike. No one wants Josh Appel's bobblehead. So nobody's choosing the bobblehead. He's bringing a Jake Berger bobblehead tomorrow, by the way. He told me he just got traded, so he's going to get rid of those. The kids choose whatever they want, which is what makes it so great. It's not random. If a kid wants a basketball, he takes a basketball. If a girl wants a doll, she gets a doll.
And this year we did a questionnaire. I was like, I think it was 70, 80 kids, like a questionnaire, different boys and girls club, just top five gifts so we can try to line them up. There was no fishing poles on any questionnaire.
Thank
but you
God.
Know, I'm
hope for our youth.
I'm bringing 20 fishing rods every year because I'm trying to encourage outdoorsmen.
There you go. Make it about you.
These kids are weird. Tripods and selfie lights.
Yeah. You're bringing them fishing poles. They hate you.
Tripod and a selfie light.
They can't wait for Devon Achan to take over this toy drive.
You want a tripod.
Dolphins expect Tua to play on Sunday despite dealing with a hip injury. They kind of downplayed it. We don't know if Bradley Chubb and Cameron Good are going to end up playing this week. McDaniel said he'll decide by the end of the week. They have to be activated by Christmas Day in order to be eligible to play this season. And tonight, as you mentioned, Chargers, Broncos, Thursday Night Football, 8:15 p.m.
Let's get it. I'm ready.
So the Chargers, we want the Chargers to lose.
I don't know. I read Barry Jackson's tweet, and I'm very confused.
Okay, I am too. I'm trying to write notes, but my notes are scribble scrabble.
I'm pretty much just assuming they're not going to make the playoffs. Let's start there.
Is that a bet we can get? I'm taking that all day.
To lay a lot of money on that one. I like Thursday Night Football, though, when there's no Heat, no Panthers game. Then I can just focus in on football.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's funny you say you're going to focus in on football after just telling us that you were asleep for the Panthers game last night.
Oh, I'll be snoring by the end of the first quarter.
Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
The Panthers game, in all fairness, said 9:30 start. Thing didn't start till like 9:50. I mean, I'm fading by the third period. Man, what's going on here? I made the mistake. If I move to the bedroom and I've been watching it on the couch, I'm donezo.
That's the
House Hunters comes on. And I'm ready to go.
Nail in the coffin. If I'm on that couch, I'm locked.
Right? Yeah.
Get that bed, get them feet warmed up.
You will not see me fall asleep on the couch. I am not a couch sleeper guy. But I'll watch an entire movie asleep in the bed.
Yep. I don't know if you're watching the movie.
Oh, yeah. I know everything that happened.
There's this movie called Carry on Netflix. It's watched me about 6 times. I can't wait to finish it. But it's about like TSA, some TSA guy. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what happens.
You're not a couch sleeper guy? Like, you don't like sleeping on the couch?
I just don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would rather sleep on my couch every night than have to get up and go to bed every night.
I used to have a couch that I would go out to in the middle of the night. It was more comfortable than the bed. I loved that couch. And it was just, you know, after a while, it was time to get a new couch. I've never been able to replicate that. Ooh. Now the one that we have, which we've had probably for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, maybe. I don't know. It's not a sleeping couch. I don't know. Got to get a sleeping couch.
I can't beat a little spoon on a couch.
Exactly. I need to get spooned.
Yeah, I like that. Asia gets behind me, puts that arm across my stomach. Man, that's some good sleep there, boy.
Yes, sir. Right back in the womb. All right, we got to take a break. Gino Toretta is going to join us. We'll talk some college football Heisman stuff with Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, next.
And now for one of the most uncomfortable transitions I've ever done into Hollywood Kia.
No, you sit in that Kia, you feel like you're back in the womb. All right. Such a comfortable car.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It is Thursday, which means we talk with Gino Toretta, our friend, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, reminder, before we talk a little college football here, NFL football, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this holiday season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or you can check it out online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, who was at the Heisman Awards last weekend. He is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, they have two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger, so grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. It goes on now. The sale is going on now through Christmas Eve, December 24th. You can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, plus save on pellets, rubs, and more. Gino Toretta is with us. So did the Heisman Trophy vote, was it a little closer than you thought it was going to be? That seems to be a little bit of the surprise. We kind of all knew Travis Hunter would win, but it was close.
I thought so. I thought to have a guy that's, you know, a unicorn in the sport that's playing 100 snaps at a high level, I thought he was going to be a runaway. But I think that it probably shows the importance of the conference championship games. And Ashton Gentry went off in his conference championship game. Hunter in Colorado didn't make theirs. I think it affected Cam Ward. Let's be honest. I mean, Cam had the best quarterback year of anybody this year, and he ended up being fourth behind Dylan Gabriel, who's still got his Oregon team undefeated and had a conference championship game to show off his wares. But I think that it was fun to see. They were all great kids. I mean, good families, different backgrounds, but all seemed very respectful of the award. And it was always nice to get together with guys, even though Cam Newton made his first appearance and made all of us look diminutive, if they will, on a stage. I mean, that dude is enormous.
It's a big human, ain't it, Gino?
Hey, I believe that guy was a quarterback. Hard to believe. Remember those kids jumped him last year, the year before? Out of all the people you're going to jump, Cam Newton?
I mean, he's 6'6 without the hats on, and then add the hat, and he's like 6'10, 7 foot. Him, the crazy thing, so Sunday, Danny Werfel had like a pickleball thing at across from the garden at Lifetime to raise money for his foundation, and Cam's a pickleballer. And apparently Tebow's also a pickleballer. So those two guys were like playing like matches to five against just like normal people in Lifetime. And dude, they're like jumping up doing chest bumps. I'm just like, you got Tebow, who's the whitest, quarterback, thickest quarterback ever.
That whitest or whitest?
Whitest, like the thickest. I mean, he looks like he benches like 6 bills. He goes down there in a powerlifting competition. And then you got Cam, who's like a foot taller than Tebow and enormous. And they were going at it. So it was fun to see, but always good to be around the former winners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I've been around Cam a lot. Just to stand next to, it's like a defensive end. It was almost like Julius Peppers. When you stand next to those dudes, you're like,
he's bigger than Peppers, though. He makes you feel like a little leaguer. Like, it's like, dude, like, I made it to the league, and it's like, I feel like I'm in Pop Warner standing next to you.
Were you introduced in this world the same way I was? Because I don't know if we came from wombs. We could have both came from wombs. But, you know, speaking about the Heisman, the one thing I said with Gentry being so close, everybody was saying if he played in the SEC and did those numbers at a higher conference, that would have put him over the edge. To your point, I don't know if Travis Hunter is the best wide. I think he's an amazing All-American corner. I don't know if he's a great wide receiver, but he just played so many snaps. But if Gentry was playing against top-level competition every week, would he have had a chance to beat Travis?
Well, I think he would have had a better chance. And that's, the sad part is, people discount schedules. I think people discounted Miami's schedule with Cam Ward. That you know what, it wasn't the toughest. We didn't face a ranked opponent, and I think that affected Cam. But I don't think there's any question. I mean, come on, if you rush for two bills in the SEC, I think it would have been a runaway. I think the thing with Hunter, he did win the Biletnikoff as the best wide receiver in the country. And then he won Walter Camp Player of the Year, and I think one of the defensive awards. So, you know, it was an amazing season for both those guys. I think there's definitely because you look at it as we go through the playoffs, as trying to figure out the top 12, there is a vig that's placed on somebody getting through the SEC with two losses or three losses. That they're ranked higher than teams in that are also supposedly in their same division of play, that with less losses, they get the benefit of the doubt more so. So, you know, I think that would come into play, and you know as well as I do. I mean, anytime you're playing, you know, SEC, it's, you know, that's an every week deal. And I think that, you know, people would probably discount a Genty a little bit, but man, he's a little dude, but whew, he's got some scoots, you know, he's got some great lateral, you know, reminds me, he's not Barry Sanders, but I mean, he's that low center of gravity and just the acceleration is impressive.
How about Cam Ward? He maintains he's going to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And I still have some reservations that he's actually going to be out there for the entire game. Would you advise him to play? Do you think he's going to play? And what would be the benefit of him playing?
Well, I think this. The benefit of him playing is you go out with your teammates one more time. And that's kind of, you know, it. You get a chance to play for with those guys that you play with all season. And I think there are issues. You know, listen, the big news is who's in the transfer portal. I mean, Marshall makes a bowl game. They don't have enough players on their team to actually go to the bowl game. So they had to find a replacement. So you're finding the backup quarterback for Penn State. They're about to go in the playoffs. He went in the portal. He can't even play in the playoffs because, you know, of this NIL and the portal window, what time it opens and when you have to transfer. I think there are also things that, you know, in the NIL day and age, part of your agreement is if you play in the bowl game, there's incentive. Let me just put it to you that way.
That is a benefit that I hadn't thought of. But there is
incentive. I would think there's incentive there, wouldn't you? I mean, there's got to be incentive. Yeah, I think there's incentive for the player. But I would think that and that's one thing. Isn't it interesting that we haven't heard a lot about opting out? We've just heard of transfers. Because I think these schools have said, okay, well, your compensation is based on, you know, a monthly thing. And if you're not playing in this bowl game, then your compensation has ended.
You're right. Because it used to be a player would opt out of the bowl game.
Yeah, that started with McCaffrey and Fournette. And those guys were kind of the first guys, like top flight guys, but not in a playoff or a championship type bowl. They opted out because they didn't want to get hurt. And I think that we haven't seen that because that's probably what schools have done. They have tied together, you know, maybe with the bowl sponsors or whatever, that there is real incentive for these guys to play.
That makes sense.
Could the bowl do anything for Cam's draft status? Because what I've heard is he's the first quarterback taken. They say his arm, like Shedeur Sanders is going to be top five, you know, top 10 for sure, whatever it is. But they say everybody I talked to said Cam's arm is stronger. Cam's a decision maker. He'll take more chances than Shedeur, but it pays off almost. Like, is there anything he can prove in a bowl game?
I would say if you're top 15, I don't think there's anything that any one of these kids can do in the playoffs or the bowl game that they can do. I think they could only hurt their draft status with an injury. I mean, I can't remember how many years ago it was. Jake Butt, the tight end for Michigan, he was slated as a top 25 pick, and tore up his knee in the Citrus Bowl. and, you know, ended up hurting him. He made the league, but didn't, you know, didn't obviously with the knee injury was pretty bad. So I don't think the actual bowl can help them. I think that, you know, it's the guys in the top 12 in the playoffs. It's an opportunity to go out there and try to, you know, finish what you started and have a chance. You have a chance to win a national championship. And I think that's what all of our goals are, whether you're in Pop Warner, high school, playing for a state, you know, college, playing for a national championship, or the NFL, playing for a Super Bowl. You got a chance for the playoffs, you're gonna play. But I don't think the draft status is much affected by better, you know, to improve in those last couple games.
And quick with that assessment, because, you know, you're a Cane, and you've actually talked about this before on the show. Is Cam the best? Because it was crazy that Gabriel beat him in votes. But I know Cam's better than Gabriel. The Shedeur Sanders-Cam thing is the one I'm going back and forth on.
I was a little surprised. But, again, I take that back to there was another opportunity to play on a huge stage against a good opponent, and that's what Oregon had. And listen, like it or not, the conference championship games, there's a lot of eyeballs. You got 900 voters. Do you think 900 voters are watching Boise State in the middle of the year? Maybe one or two games. You're trying to watch games as it goes and those, but to ball out in a conference championship game like both of those guys did. I mean, you got to credit them because they had an opportunity and they took it and played great. But I would just say this. From the first time I saw Cam, he can spin it. He's accurate as heck with the ball. Got some issues, maybe holds it a little bit long at times, and may take some risk, which you and I both know once you get to the league, you don't take risks with that ball. That ball is golden and you don't want to turn it over. Rather be second and 10 than risk a pick. But, I don't think there's any reason why Cam will be successful and not to take anything away from Shedeur. I think he's talented as well and going to be successful in that league if they get in the right system and they got a decent offensive line and they got some guys to throw to, because it doesn't matter how talented you are throwing the ball. If you don't have anybody to throw to or any block for you, you're going to look pedestrian at best.
Gino Toretta joins us every Thursday, courtesy of Evening's Delight. And Evening's Delight, last week, if you were listening, they hooked up Solana. He's got a brand new home. They hooked him up with a brand new grill. We're so appreciative of Evening's Delight. I got to ask you, Gino, because this became a thing on the show and on Twitter. I revealed to the fellas, I've never had a roast beef sandwich. I've never gone to Arby's and had a roast beef sandwich. Now, there's been some discussion subsequently about whether Chicago Italian beef is roast beef, because I have had Italian beef sandwiches and I've had the occasional French dip, but never in my life have I said, I'll take the roast beef. I'll have a roast beef sandwich. I'll have a roast beef hoagie. I would never order roast beef. I don't like the way that it sounds. Can you provide some clarity on
Well, first off, a French dip is a roast beef. I mean, a good French dip is like, there's a place in New York, Italy, that makes a French dip.
Oh, love Italy. You know, there's one opening in Miami.
Well, if they're making a French dip, get one there. I mean, they basically slice prime rib off of they roast the whole prime rib, slice it on a meat slicer like it's lunch meat, put it on a roll. It's the best roast beef sandwich or prime rib sandwich you ever have. But I would say French dip is
the same cut as roast beef that I would get at Arby's.
You really think that Italy, which is roasting a prime rib, is the same cut as Arby's?
You Come just on. Said that.
No, I'm telling you, you've had a French dip. If you've gone to Houston's or Hillstone's and you've had the French dip, best one of the best French dips, that's a roast beef sandwich. So that is truly Italian beef. Yes, it's a roast beef. You are, I would say there's two classifications here, but you're talking about going into a deli in order a cold sandwich versus a French dip. I would classify French dip as a roast beef sandwich, but you do not appreciate, I guess, a cold roast beef sandwich.
A lot of people reach out to me. They're like, you've never had roast beef at La Spada's because it's the best roast beef sandwich. And that's a cold roast beef sandwich. And I have never had it.
I would say there's the stuff in the package You know, I think probably turkey's probably more consistent. It's got a little bit more decent flavor. But in the Pinole Food Standard growing up in our butcher shop, we would actually roast a eye of the round roast. And as soon as it came off, basically we cut it in half, and it was fresh roast beef. So when you came in, it was it didn't need to be hot, but that's a different flavor. If you will,
how does it compare to, like, say, a gabagool sandwich?
Well, gabagool has the cured flavoring and the spice and the you know, sitting down in the basement. But since we don't have basements here in Florida, we're not getting much of it from down here.
But it started with pot roast.
Right.
And then we went to the roast beef. And then
I've never had pot roast.
I thought I'm not like a, you never had a London broil either.
He doesn't know what that is. Like, that's a big top. You've never had your mom never had
the London broil was held together with shoelaces and ropes.
With the pot roast, your mom never had like a crock pot to put a piece of meat in, the potatoes and the carrots and the vegetables, and it was cooked, and you just took a chunk of meat out, took some potatoes.
No, because we didn't eat that's stew, right? That's stew.
It's not stew.
No, it's not stew.
It's
pot roast.
What stew has a big ass pile of meat in the middle?
Stew is a lot of liquid. So you're putting broth and stuff in there. So it's kind of like a soupish, you know, thickish soup.
Well, I'd like to announce I've never had stew as well.
Oh, goodness gracious. Lost cause, Gino. Lost cause.
Have you ever had meals at home, Hawkman?
Well, my mother made a great meatloaf. But
I'm a big fan of the meatloaf.
The mistake I made when I was younger was saying, oh, I like this meatloaf. And then she honed in on that for the next 20 years. And I'm like, okay, I got you with the meatloaf. Like, it's,
you know,
enough
what, Seahawk, if you were smarter, your mom, I think, would have started DoorDash and you'd be a billionaire and you wouldn't have to do a show with us. Right.
Listen, no one in the Hawkman family has ever had those kinds of smarts. As my brother,
she would have been telling your dad, go get us dinner and go pick it up. See, DoorDash.
My brother always says, we'll work hard. We'll be good employees for you, but we're not inventing anything. We're not coming up with anything brilliant. We're Hawkmans. We know who we are. Know your wheelhouse. So have you ever had a roast beef sandwich, though? At, say, Arby's, a fast food roast beef sandwich.
Yes, not my favorite, but I have. Yes.
And what do you put on that?
The sauce is pretty good. I don't know, whatever their sauce is, just to get it down. Yeah.
Horsey sauce?
I don't know if that's what they call
it. Well, why won't you say horsey sauce?
It's packets. I don't know. No, I don't like, no, because if it's horsey sauce, it's probably got horseradish in it.
It does.
No, I don't like horseradish. So probably the barbecue sauce. Yes.
Interesting. Okay, what do you put on your gefilte fish then if you don't like horseradish?
What? There's a couple things wasabi and horseradish are good for. That's clearing out your nostrils.
You don't like wasabi on your sushi?
Absolutely not. What do you taste? What do you taste if you put wasabi on a sushi roll?
I had sushi last night, and I love to put a little bit on there because you do get that little tingle zingle.
I mean, you're making your eyes water.
No, if you put on too much, you can't believe what just happened inside your head.
It's not an exact science.
A little tingle zingle?
No, I'm not with it. I
watch a bunch of Food Network. No one's ever said tingle zingle, Hawk.
Hey, listen, no one in sports ever said razzle dazzle until I started using that with Hawkman, Cranston, Crowder, or whatever it still was. I coin a lot of terms. Yeah, a little tingle zingle. I love
tingle,
that.
Tingle zingle.
Like, you don't snack on almonds, wasabi soy almonds?
Absolutely not. Toasted almonds plain are the best thing ever. Put it in your toaster oven for 5 minutes.
I'm going to go with the wasabi soy almonds are better.
No. You're just killing yourself.
Crowder.
I mean, aren't you supposed to, like, isn't your doctor, like, said, watch your diet? Do you ever check your sodium levels? Everything you eat is like sodium.
Hey, Hawk, Gino showed his finances because that little cup of warm nuts in the airplane, that's only first class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I I'm up there sometimes.
When someone asks you, like, hey, have you ever tried warm assorted nuts? You know they fly first class because it's the only place on earth that you get that.
Brought back the sundae recently. I had one of the, where they had the frozen glass with the ice cream.
Such a pleasure.
And they were like, well, what would you like? Would you like hot fudge? Would you like the strawberry? Would you like caramel? Would you like whipped cream? And would you like nuts? And I just said yes.
On the plane?
Oh, yeah. You never had, Channing.
That used to be back in the days.
The dessert was literally
first class only.
It was basically, it looks like a big wine glass, and it's got a couple scoops of ice cream, and they would come around on their cart with a sundae bar, and they would be like, what would you like? Would you like literally hot fudge? Would you like caramel? Would you like the strawberry topping? Would you like whipped cream? Would you like nuts? Would you like a cherry? And you told them, and so you get the hot fudge, and then it would melt, but the cup was frozen still. Oh my God. But they brought it back. I was on a flight recently and it was they busted it out. I had to have it.
Man, I gotta get off this Southwest.
Oh yeah, you gotta start coming down to Miami and flying on America.
This gives you the little cup of vanilla ice cream with the wood spoon.
Hey, fellas, I'm A6 now. I'm A6.
They throw it at you. A6 here. Can you catch this? They throw you those little cups we used to get in grade school. You know, that was like
Gino Toretta.
Special ice cream day.
He is the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. And they've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie, and traditions are better with Traeger. So grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. You can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills through December 24th. Check it out at Evening's Delight. Thank you, as always, Gino. Have a great weekend.
Always. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
There you go, Gino Toretta. And that is correct. We will not be with him next week, the day after Christmas. We're off that day, so everybody gets a little extra time off.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.